Imagine a vulture dropping a feather at your feet during a morning run. For Thor Hansen, this wasn't just coincidence. It was an invitation to explore what David Attenborough calls one of nature's most elegant solutions. We share our planet with up to 400 billion birds, more than 50 for every human, each maintaining an intricate coat of feathers that most of us barely notice. Yet this evolutionary marvel has shaped human culture since our earliest days, appearing in everything from prehistoric cave paintings to modern fashion runways. Feathers accomplish what engineers can only dream of. They insulate against extreme temperatures, create waterproof barriers, enable flight, produce dazzling colors without chemicals, and serve countless specialized functions. They're simultaneously strong yet lightweight, rigid yet flexible, a perfect example of natural engineering that continues to inspire human innovation. The story of feathers isn't just about birds, it's about how a single evolutionary adaptation transformed our planet and continues to captivate our imagination. The 1861 discovery of Archaeopteryx, a crow-sized creature with a reptilian skeleton and feathers, provided crucial evidence linking reptiles and birds. This understanding expanded in the 1990s when Xing Su uncovered feathered dinosaur fossils in China's Liaoning province, including the four-winged Microraptor and Anchiornis, which predated Archaeopteryx by 10 million years. Richard Prume's developmental theory showed feathers evolved not from scales but as hollow tubes, developing through five stages from simple filaments to complex flight feathers. These structures initially served purposes like insulation and display before enabling flight. The evolution of flight found clarity through Ken Dial's research on Chukar partridges, which demonstrated how proto-wings aided in wing-assisted incline running where, before true flight emerged. The resulting asymmetrical flight feathers enabled remarkable aerial control, as seen in falcons diving at 242 miles per hour, mechanics that fascinated Leonardo da Vinci long before modern aviation. The golden-crowned kinglet, weighing just 5 grams, survives temperatures 17 degrees below zero through feathers' remarkable insulation. These structures trap air pockets that slow heat transfer, with thousands of downy feathers creating an adjustable layer birds control by fluffing or compressing. This efficient insulation lets birds maintain tiny bodies in extreme environments, unlike mammals that grow larger in cold climates. Bernd Heinrich discovered kinglets devote 7% of body weight to insulation, creating temperature differences up to 140 F between their bodies and surrounding air. The down industry processes vast quantities of feathers, with facilities like Pacific Coast Feather Company handling 200,000 pounds monthly, using vortexes to sort quality, the finest rising to the top. Birds maintain body temperatures around 111 F without sweating. Their feathers reduce temperatures by 13 to 15 degrees, while their respiratory system enables efficient heat dispersal through continuous airflow. Feathers excel at waterproofing, crucial for seabirds, where heat loss occurs 25 times faster in water than air. This protection comes from structural features, not preen oils as once believed. Water birds like penguins have up to 900 microscopic touch points per square millimeter, creating natural waterproofing that's inspiring chemical-free engineering solutions. You can't dye feathers with a machine, explains Jody Favazzo at Rainbow Feather Company. It has to be done by hand. I can't take out the iridescence, that's just part of the feather. Birds create color through pigments and structural colors. Pigments work through selective absorption, with some manufactured by birds, while others, especially yellows and reds, must come from their diet. Flamingos maintain their pink hue by consuming carotene-rich algae and crustaceans. Structural colors produce the most striking displays, like hummingbirds' throat's scarlet iridescence or jays' metallic blue, through light scattering from nanoscale keratin features. Structure and pigment often combine, as in parrots' green feathers, which blend blue structural colors with yellow pigments. Humans have long valued feathers for their brilliance, In 1519, Cortes found Tenochtitlan's royal aviaries where attendants maintained birds for their vibrant plumage, which Aztec artisans crafted into spectacular headdressers. Research shows colorful plumage existed in the earliest feathered dinosaurs. Fossil examination revealed Anchiornis had black and white striped plumes and a reddish crest, suggesting feathers evolved with color for display purposes. Birds of paradise captivated Alfred Russel Wallace in New Guinea in 1858. His collection revealed their remarkable dancing parties, where males display extraordinary plumage to choosy females. The 42 species showcase sexual selection at its extreme, with males sporting elaborate feather fans in brilliant colors. Darwin's 1871 work highlighted how birds evolved through female choice, intersexual selection, unlike mammals' physical combat, intrasexual selection. This resulted in elaborate male plumage while females remained camouflaged. This fascination with feathers persists in Vegas, where Bally's Jubilee dancers wear massive headdressers reminiscent of paradise birds, each using thousands of feathers, weighing 20 pounds, and costing thousands of dollars. The plume trade peaked before World War I, with feathers matching diamonds in value. The Titanic carried 40 cases of plumes worth $2.3 million today, and London's feather industry employed 22,000 workers. The trade devastated bird populations, particularly great egrets, hunted for plumes worth $2,000 per ounce. Women, both primary consumers and later activists, helped establish conservation laws protecting wild birds. Feathers serve purposes far beyond flight. Goose quills dominated writing for centuries. The word pen comes from Latin penna, feather, with London stationers selling millions annually in the 1800s. Modern applications include feather-based biodiesel, hybrid fabrics, biodegradable plastics, and electronic components. Feather keratin supports anti-malarial bacteria growth, while processed barbs create paper, insulation, and absorbent materials. Yet feathers aren't always advantageous. Both Old and New World vultures evolved bare heads independently, a classic example of convergent evolution, to feed without trapping bacteria in head feathers. This demonstrates how even sophisticated traits can be lost when disadvantageous. Aviation now embraces biomimicry. Bird-inspired winglets save billions in fuel, while engineers study owl feathers for noise reduction and develop flapping wing aircraft, pursuing humanity's ancient dream of flight. At the Smithsonian's Feather Identification Lab, expert Carla Dove identifies a juvenile golden eagle feather, protected under federal law. This encounter highlights how we appreciate feathers while overlooking their living sources. With 1 in 8 bird species facing extinction, our feather fascination carries responsibility. Birds serve as environmental health indicators, yet millions are hunted for meat, pets, and feathers. The illegal wildlife trade flourishes, from Florida importers caught with rare species artifacts to questionable feathers sold online. Our relationship with feathers spans human history, from cave paintings to modern aviation. These remarkable structures, strong yet light, firm yet flexible, inspire scientific innovation and artistic expression. They represent one of evolution's most successful adaptations, enabling birds to thrive globally. As we face environmental challenges, feathers deserve closer examination as living connections to nature. In protecting these structures and their bearers, we preserve the natural miracles that inspired humanity's dreams of flight.